calves at auction started the week mainly steady to higher. Year-over-year total hay production increased, but was still less than the five-year average. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 21st of January. Cattle and grain futures, along with equity markets, were closed Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so no trends to report there. Among cash data on the day, wholesale beef values were firm on moderate demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 47 cents higher Monday afternoon at $214.64 a hundredweight. Select was 73 cents higher at $213.48. Calves traded mainly steady to higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, for instance, steer calves were selling $1 to $6 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards. Heifer calves were trading unevenly steady. Feeder steers were trading steady to $4 lower, while feeder heifers were selling steady to $2 lower. There were an estimated 12,500 head on offer. Similarly, steers and heifers weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady to $4 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there were 6,469 head. Steers weighing 500 to 800 pounds sold steady, but $2 to $4 lower at heavier weights. Heifers weighing more than 500 pounds sold steady. At Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, feeder steers weighing more than 550 sold steady to $5 higher, while feeder heifers traded mostly steady. There are 2,790 head on offer. Steers and heifers sold generally steady at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 2,501 head. Finally, steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $13 higher at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady to $2 higher, except for $2 lower at 800 pounds. Heifers sold steady to $3 lower on comparable offerings. There are 2,085 head on offer. Despite last year's many weather challenges, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, notes that total hay stocks December 1st were 6.9% more year-over-year at 84.49 million tons. However, he adds the total was 5.4% less than the average for 2014 to 2018. According to Peel, hay stocks were generally up year-over-year in the Corn Belt, as well as Western, Mountain, and Plain states, but down in the Great Lakes, Appalachian, and Eastern regions. In terms of states, Peel says Missouri had the largest hay stocks and showed the most increase year-over-year, with stocks up 64.3%, the highest level for the state since 2009. However, among the top 10 states for hay stocks, Kentucky, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Tennessee had year-over-year declines. According to recent USDA data, Peel says total production of all hay was 128.86 million tons, which was 4.3% more year-over-year, but 2.4% below the 2014 to 2018 average. In sum, Peel says, total hay supplies appear to be generally adequate, although quality may be an issue in some instances, and average hay prices are projected to increase 2 to 4% over the previous crop year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 21st of January. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.